I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Angelique Bates, thank you for coming on the show. It was really cool to see you and Laura connect after all those years. I look at your pictures from that time and I think about, I've known Laura for about 14 years. So I kind of often wonder what it's like to see her through someone's eyes before I met her. Mm. And so when I meet people like you, it's really cool to envision what she was like and hear all that positivity, you know, because, you know, life ain't easy. And, you know, yeah. We all get to where we get to going through what we got to. And it's nice that you grab on those memories and share them with her, and that you felt safe with our podcast to come on and tell some stories that haven't been told before. You know, I was listening to your story, and you were 11, 12 when you got swooped up out of, you were in Georgia?
I was in California.
You came to the show at 11, 12 years old. Your mom is trying to take care of you on a set on the number one show at the time in 1992, probably to 96, you said, is the time you were there. That's a lot of responsibility for a 12-year-old. I hear story after story about kids who are entrusted to people because they're dealing with so much responsibility. I know that your mom was on set and she became your sort of frenemy. You guys were, did you have anybody else that helped guide you through that time, or did you have to figure it out all by yourself?
So I pretty much had to figure it out by myself because my biological father, he wasn't in the picture. I'm starting to like piece things together, but nonetheless, he wasn't there whether he wanted to be or not. You know, that's why I kind of, you know, I'm funny when it comes to people. Like I always feel like if a person wants to be there for their kid, let them be there. You know, it's not about you guys, you know. I feel like it was kind of one of those situations. But when my mom got injured, she was going to have one of my aunties come with me. And I forget what happened, but I kind of wish it had, you know, because at least I would have given my mom a break. And my mom wouldn't have been trying to like deal with her health and deal, I guess, with a child. And like at the end of the day, I'm not going to say that I was completely innocent, because I feel like all of us kids, we go through our things, we have our moves and everything. But you know, now you add that on to the trauma that's happening. There was no one there for me, even on the set. Like I said, pretty much hiding out with the cast, or you know, hiding out with, you know, Laura.
Was there another actor or another person that ever reached out to you and said, "It looks like you're having a hard time. Can I do anything for you?"
So there was one cast member that I felt, because I don't want to say their name, but there was that one cast member that I always kind of felt some kind of way, because we were together so much that you knew. You heard something, because that's how close all the apartments were. Everyone else did not know. Because literally, the only thing that was ended up being visible was when my nails ended up broke, because it was kind of like, what just happened to your nails?
You couldn't hide that anymore.
Yeah,
huh?
You know, yeah. I'm very smiley. I'm really da-da-da, and I don't throw people under the bus.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
It's amazing how long it takes to process things that happen to you before you understand what's happening. And I think you should write a book, honestly, just because I think people need more light on what goes on. You know, they just see the finished product and they see maybe one or two people that become successful from these things. But that's really not the norm. more people probably fall by the wayside trying to get to that norm than we'll ever be heard from, or we'll never know their stories. Or like you said, when you try to come out, people try to push you back under the bus so they don't have to face the consequences of that. Is there something that happened in this recent period in our history that gave you the freedom to start talking more about the things that have happened to you along the way?
I started growing up. I started pretty much knowing like the world. Like I was looking at everything like more in 3D, like the physical, and not realizing like everything is energy and the meaning of karma. And, you know, I became very more open spiritually. And it was kind of just like, you pretty much speak your destiny. And like, yes, what happened to me was awful. But once I hit 18, I don't want to say I should have let it go, but it was, I held on to it, and that hurt and that hate and not healing, even with, you know, how I was released. I should have let it go and then continue to just move on and speak positivity and look for the positive and make my own future instead of, this is what happened to me, this is what they did, this is such and such. And I feel like I held myself back for several years. Yes, like I said, what happened, I'm not, you know, excusing anything, but I wasn't healing from it. So I started healing from it, and I realized there were so many people that I was touching, like even the couple people that I might end up saying something to, or someone might DM me because either they were raped or they were, you know, somebody almost killed themselves or something, and they would just reach out to me and I might say something, and I was changing so many lives. But I always got the, you're one of the ones that never got affected. Oh, you're one of the ones that, you know, didn't end up on drugs. You're one. And I'm just like, you know, like, yeah. It didn't completely miss me. I may not have been doing lines, but, you know, mm-hmm. Nonetheless.
Were your kids part of that? We're looking at your kids and wondering, like, and seeing them grow up and wondering about your own childhood. Did that have anything to do with coming to terms with your own past?
So my kids definitely helped me get completely clean. Like, so as far as like the drinking and, you know, popping pills or whatever, I had to stop being reckless. They made me focus on them because now I've got two little people looking up to me. I am the only person. I have no assistance whatsoever. So if anything happens to me, what's going to happen to them? Don't want them ending up in the system. And with them being on the spectrum, I always fear that my patience is very questionable, but I have more patience than some. And when you're dealing with children on the spectrum, I know there's other people that would not be able to deal with it. And sometimes I fear for what would happen if I wasn't there. I have to be here. I have to make sure everything is okay.
You want to show up for those guys. They need you. And, yes. And you needed to be needed to care more for yourself. And
yeah,
I love it. I do. I think it's a really intriguing story. You know, the memories that you guys shared in the beginning about just being young and being on set and traveling, like living this dream. I think that's everybody's fantasy about what it's like to be a child actor. And then the reality is like when you leave the set and everything else that goes down, I think it takes a lot of courage to speak about. And what are you doing now? Now, I know that you have a comedy group that Laura talked about. What's the name of your group? Do you have a name?
Wait, What's Comedy? So it's Steve Royale's Comedy Troupe. He actually found me on social media because he watched all that.
Lucky him to get you.
I was so like excited. Like people was like, oh, you came back? I'm like, no, it's like just to be able to act, just to be like somebody believed in me. That was really like the thing. It was like, no judgment, no anything. I could do whatever. And I could just be happy. And it's therapeutic. Like you said, Wait Was Comedy. We do different sketches, more like improv. Like I said, I've just relaunched my podcast, The Evening Showdown Reloaded.
That out for sure. Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm working on my music again. It's funny that you had asked about the stand-up. Like, one of the things, reason why I had stopped was I would always have to drink before going on stage to calm my nerves.
Yeah.
So now with that being removed, it's kind of like now I'm just left with my nerves. So I kind of just then be like, but now I'm at that stage now where I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it because that was like a really good tool that I had. And so many people want to see me back.
Man, I got some friends that are comedy talents and I am like, I don't know how you do it. It takes so much work and you have to put aside so much stuff that, you know, you got to fall on your face all the time just to get one good line that you're going to use for the next 3 years. So I applaud you doing it sober. I have a lot of friends that are sober that are doing it, and really just walking through that fear is one of the bravest things I think you can do.
Angelique, did you see the 40-year-old version?
Yes.
That was so good, huh?
You know, this scene where she's like, no, I don't need any weed. And then she smokes before she gets up on stage and it all goes left.
That was my last situation. I hadn't did stand up in a while. They were like, do it. I end up going. I take a shot. Now, mind you, I've stopped drinking. So now my first shot is like really hits my system. By the time I hit the stage, I was pretty drunk. And I don't do like physical jokes. I don't attack people. Well, I accidentally ended up doing some personal insults. It was funny as hell, but I ended up talking about somebody's weight by accident. It was like, you know, and I was like, oh my God, I just accidentally insulted this person. She wasn't happy about it, but everybody was laughing. And I was just like, it's time to go now.
I know this got to be scary the first time, but you've braved through a lot of things, so I'm sure you'll brave through that.
You have
as
an amazing smile when you turn it on. Yeah. It's
doesn't
magic.
She?
Thank you.
Thank you, Angelique.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avant House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.